Hello and welcome to the Felt Delete Mike Cute podcast. I'm Kieran and with me is
Joseph.
And today we're going to be talking about a new school rap artist tier list. But to clarify, this isn't a music podcast. We probably will talk about music a lot. But it's just going to be about anything we really feel like. Any recommendations you guys want to...
Tier lists are always fun. Yeah,
exactly. You good guys want to send in. We have another one lined up. Big memes.
Hotly anticipated.
But just anything really. We have quite a few interests, so I feel like it'd be quite diverse. But yeah, might as well. To clarify, with the new school rap artist tier list,
So it's going to be 2010 onwards. So people have had the bulk of their discography out from 2010 onwards, taking into account lyrics, beat selection, overall discography, and influence.
Yeah. So let's get into it. So we're going to start with Big Boy Earl Sweatshirt. And This isn't a...
You want to start with
that? That's the stroke.
Big autism. Basically, we're just going to split up how we do the S tier artists. We've got five that we both like agree on, and we don't want to like reel them off one by one. So we'll do one at a time. We'll like splice it up between shit ones. And we just want to start with arguably the best lyricist of our generation.
I'd say easily. Because, like, yeah. his only competition is Kendrick and Danny. Shit. They know, anyway.
But Kendrick is, like, so much more influential and profound in other ways.
But, aside, like, from his when lyricism. It comes, yeah, when it comes to lyricism, like, L is the MF Doom of the 2010s. Yeah.
I mean, you can listen to one L song 100 times and still not fully grip what he's talking about. You can get something up every single listen, every 100 times.
And can we just appreciate, because I feel like Earl was our first introduction into not experimental rap, but the specific type of experimental rap.
Yeah, there's a whole group in the underground that are doing this type of rap, and no one has perfected
it. How would you describe
it? Earl has done it. It's just sort of like these dusty, old... boom bap almost beats.
Imagine like
looped samples.
Imagine like Mad Lib, but more experimental.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like The Unseen, that kind of stuff. But more updated and modern. Yeah. So like other acts in this category might include like Slouse and Malone, Navy, Med. Is Med one?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You know?
And then when we come towards like influence side of things, I mean, he's from Odd Future, like what else do you need to say?
I mean
he broke away from them. But his influence within his own circle is still huge.
I was going to say, because...
fans, absolutely love
him. I don't think he has much influence in the broader scope of hip-hop.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, you know, that underground scene, he is the underground
guy. And also still just, where other artists in Odd Future may veer towards, the cultural influence, I feel like Earl and Frank just,
It's all about the art.
It's all about the art, and it's all about, capturing the attitude of, millennials and that. Yeah. It's this
big depressions,
yeah. Big sad times. Exactly. They both capture it so well.
So yeah, L is definitely S there. We didn't really mention his discography. So for those that don't know, he's four albums. Three are good and one is a classic. One of the best albums of the decade.
Yeah, so Some Rap Songs came out last year. Sort of exceeded all expectations we had of Earl.
Yeah.
We knew he was capable of things, but honestly, I thought he had peaked with If You Don't Like Shit, You Don't Go Outside. And then Some Rap Songs comes along. 25 minutes of just...
And that's another thing. He keeps it short and sweet. Exactly. Every album's a half an hour.
Yeah, less than half an hour. Around half an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Good stuff. Amazing. All right, so we'll move along to some... Less than S tier level shit.
What about Cardi B?
Cardi B?
I mean, I haven't really heard much from her, but from what I have heard,
Nicki, Prodigy.
Yeah. Same kind of...
Batshit crazy girl.
But, like, I don't think there's much to it.
No, like... I would struggle to put her above, like, Sita.
I would as well.
You listen to a Cardi song and it's fun.
Yeah.
Semi-interesting.
But
she hasn't really got much going for her.
Exactly. And considering, like, how much of her stuff is good compared to how much is just eh.
Yeah, yeah. You got to, like, think of, like, the actual percentages.
I'd say D.
Okay. Yeah, I'll agree with you there. Yeah. D tier for Cardi B. Let's go on to J. Cole.
Okay.
Everyone's seems to be the crowned king of rap.
I'd say he was. I don't really hear much of it now.
Yeah.
But obviously he has his stans that do not shut up on Instagram.
Yeah.
And he's like, there's some truth to it. He's not a bad artist.
No.
He's good.
I mean, people are drawn to him because of his lyrics. They're drawn, like...
Because of relatability. Exactly.
Like, suburban...
But there are ways to be relatable without being extremely cringe. Case in point, Kanye.
Yeah, exactly.
But...
Like, Kanye says some weird stuff.
Yeah.
And Kanye says some also very relatable stuff. But he manages to do so without just giving off big Chance the Rapper vibes.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Like...
And, like, when it comes to discography, he's got mediocre albums. The only good albums, I'd say, Forest Hills Drive
and Furious Only. Yeah.
And Forest... Go on.
He has lots of mediocre albums with massive highlights.
Yeah.
Like, highlights that you just think, how has he... Yeah, the talent gap...
In himself.
Within himself. His own talent gap. It's just, like... Within one album, you can go from some of the worst, most boring, most cringy.
Like, compare Let Nas Down to Folding Clothes.
Yeah, to some of the most, like, insightful and interesting.
Mm. But
just a big missed opportunity. When I think of J. Cole, it's just missed opportunity.
Think of
every single album is just inability to fulfill potential.
True. And when it comes to Forest Hills Drive, I know some of you are gonna be like, oh, it's a classic.
Every song is fine. That doesn't mean it's a classic.
It's a good point. It has
one album.
Some very good songs on it. No Wrong Models?
Yeah, I'd say it's a great song, but...
But, eh.
Just because there's no trash in it, I feel like people are so surprised that there's no absolute shit on it, and so then they therefore think it's a classic.
But he does have some redeeming qualities.
Yeah.
Lyrically talented, great storyteller. Good flows.
Big influence.
Big influence.
Beat selection usually quite good.
Decent.
Yeah.
So, I mean, sounds like we're shitting on him, but I feel like...
We both do agree, B tier.
Yeah.
Like, he's not awful.
It's more so we want more from him.
Yeah,
we know he has it in him, but...
Exactly.
He hasn't delivered yet. So, B tier.
Right, we've got a lot of rappers here. So, like maybe we'll do... Plus. Maybe we'll do three or four where we just sort of churn through them now.
Where's...
Ones that are more agreed upon.
Yeah.
Benny the Butcher.
B.
Yeah, B tier. Just underground.
Listen to The Plugs I Met.
The Plugs I Met is just a great album. His most recent album, so potential 100% there.
Yeah, but it's just gangster coke rap, like, in the sense that there's not much there. Like, no, I don't feel like there's not, like, much to expand upon.
You listen to people like this because it's like, all about believability. Like, they're painting a picture that you can genuinely, like, believe. It's not... Sorry to shit on J. Cole again, but it's not like J. Cole where he's painting this picture of being, like, some super hard man, but it's not really... It's not really believable.
But
Benny the Butcher is just authenticity, like, at its finest.
He does it well.
Yeah.
Playboi Carti.
Gonna put him alongside...
Yeah.
Yeah,
B?
Alongside J. Cole and Benny, B tier.
He's like...
Just absolute...
Recently fallen in love with him.
Yeah.
And he's just got that fun, hype, fucking energy.
Exactly.
And he's beat selection, some of the best.
Probably, at the moment, my favourite beat selection.
Yeah. I love that style of production.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, dial it.
Like, if we're going back to our four categories, like, influence very high. Sure, his lyrics aren't great, but that's not what he's meant to be. He's not trying
he's
to be
a vibe, lyricist. Isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So, we'll put him in B2.
Logic?
Logic. We're going to take a little trip down the list here.
used to be probably my favourite rapper. I loved all of his albums.
Big embarrassments.
Indeed. I'm a little more woke now, let's say. He's not great. And he's fallen off hard. Like, he has a good album, Under Pressure. Good album. He has good potential. Wait, he had good potential. Because he's lyrically talented. But he just wasted it being a cringy arsewipe. So.
Basically. The wettest rapper in the game.
I feel like do you remember the homo lyric on his most recent album?
No, what did he say?
Oh, it's like I'll suck dick just to prove it's not gay. Basically. I'm quoting, okay, I'm miss me with that gay shit. but I feel like his lyrical ability and Under Pressure saves him from being F, but he's still D.
Yeah. Also with artists like there's this whole fascination of people coming out with amazing debut albums, like peaking at their debut.
Mm.
Like, I don't understand. Like, I just much prefer an artist who shows like natural progression towards then an amazing album.
You don't want to blow your load too quick, innit? Like,
yeah, as Kieran knows all too well.
Cunt.
yeah, he came out with what was his best work first, and then has just completely.
To be fair, we're not really including his mixtape days because I'm not too knowledgeable about it.
Yeah,
but I mean, still doesn't really pull him above D.
No, exactly. We're going for a D on that one.
Blueface.
Blueface, yeah.
Where do I put him?
It's
far because he hasn't really put out anything yet. Just some singles.
He's fun. Would put him on At a Party possibly.
Yeah, but like
D. Although it just pains me to put him next to Logic, to be honest. Cause isn't it? He's actually better than Logic.
But then put him next to Cardi B.
Yeah, it's just like yeah, that's about right. I mean, you got to appreciate that. Like within these tiers, there are. There's like a spectrum off its own. There's a high D, there's a low D. It's still a D, you know what I mean? Take a look at the list here. While we're shitting on people, why don't we just go to Vic Mensa?
Another one of those artists that I loved at first, but
like one of the ones that like really got us into lyrical rap.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's
I don't really have much to say.
Like, it's really hard. Like, we don't want to repeat ourselves with this whole cringe thing. But I feel like rappers, it's just something that rappers naturally struggle with. Like, a lot of rappers are just fucking cringe.
Because they have. A lot of them don't have, I guess,
anything
intelligence.
To talk about.
Yeah, exactly. To talk about anything like, but themselves.
If rap music is, like, mostly lyricism. That means it's mostly the artist talking.
Yeah.
Like, they can't hide behind beats a lot of the time. Mm. It's just, do they have anything interesting to say?
No.
Majority of the time, no.
So they default to talking about themselves. And when I hear someone talk about themselves for an hour, it's usually not great.
Exactly. And his album, I mean, his album's fucking called The Autobiography.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's safe to say it's not exactly what we're into.
And even the highlights on there, they're good, but they get old.
Yeah, that's true. Like, songs like Say I Didn't, yeah, they're fine. I listened to them quite a lot when it came out.
Yeah, but
haven't listened to them at all since.
Exactly. So, D?
Yeah, D too. I'm happy D2. With that as well. Yes. All right, let's do a bit of equality now. Going over to the woman. Tiara Weck. God, what can you say about her? Absolute genius.
Yeah. I love the... I feel like the best way to describe it is quirky.
Yeah, it's like taking off where No Name left off, almost.
I know. I'd say she's different.
She's different, but she has that same like edge.
I mean, it's weird. Like, I feel like because rap is quite male dominated.
Yeah.
In order for female rappers to really put themselves out there, they all have like a real niche,
yeah,
but they really like home in on.
With male rap, you can list 10 rappers that are all exactly the same.
Exactly.
Another 10 rappers that are all the same.
Exactly.
But, like, I mean, the women that we do have on this list are just so different.
So different from each other. Exactly. So
and like, also, like, they're all great in their own individual ways.
Exactly.
Basically. So her last album, 15 songs, every song was 1 minute long. It's just like, they were just like sound bites, but they were still like so catchy and so good.
Yeah, and that visual, you know, the YouTube video that went along with it, I thought it was pretty good.
I didn't
watch it. You didn't watch it?
No.
It's so good.
Like 15 minutes off an album that I've already heard and like a few visuals to go along with it. I was like, I can do without
it. But it was like, she's a lot of props and like prosthetics.
Fair enough.
It's very creative. And that's how I'd describe her, creative.
So she is going to be our first A-tier artist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
I'm not going to put her next to J. Cole.
No, that would be an insult. So, yeah, an insult.
And well done to XXL.
XXL consistently disappoint. This year, not too bad. Big Crit?
Sure. Big Crit.
Big Crit.
I'll let you handle this one.
So 2017, pretty much out of nowhere, dropped.
Yeah.
The best album of the year, basically. Southern artist, like the whole album. It was long. It felt very like long.
It's
a
double
like,
album, innit?
Yeah, it felt like a real investment. He preaches. But not in a way that's like J. Cole, where it's like sharp. Mm. He preaches in a way that's more, I don't know, it's more like heartfelt, meaningful. Yeah. Actually and has something to say.
Yeah, I'd say that. And production as well.
I mean, like, yeah, he's the definitive Southern sound.
Yeah.
Taken off from where, like, Bun B and Pimp C sort of left off as well.
However, comma, he has forever is my long time. And that only really. Like, I know some of his old albums are also good.
He's also like, but he releases a lot. Like, so let's go on to Rhapsody now. Got a new album coming out, just released a really good single.
I still need to listen to it. I've listened to it, but I need to listen
Kieran
to it more.
Kieran just doesn't like the single, basically, is what we're saying.
Not that I don't like it, I just find. So, you know, we're talking about every female artist has their, like, niche.
Yeah, yeah.
Rhapsody's niche is extremely lyrical. And I love lyrical jazz rap, which is what she does.
But then
it's my favourite kind.
Why don't you latch onto it?
Because she's just a bit boring.
I mean, I'll say that over text you said she's a bit like J. Cole.
Right, I won't get that far. So she's like J. Cole in the fact that just because you're lyrical doesn't mean you're entertaining. You know, some rappers get into the trap of being too lyrical to the point where, I don't want to say too lyrical, but you know when you don't have the beats to keep me entertained, and it's just a bit like, you're just talking at me and I'm just like, yeah, this is great, but do I want to re-listen to it a lot? Do you know what I mean?
The song was just such a vibe. Like,
I'm not saying the song's like...
On the opposite end of the spectrum, I listened to the song and my immediate thought was like, this is like To Pimp a Butterfly style jazz rap. Like, catchy. The hook was still like so catchy. But yeah, the lyrics was just amazing. And the Jizzer feature was just like...
Give me Sympathy now. What would you say? Give me give me like a thing, like a chance.
Yeah.
Like, I've only listened to it a couple times.
Yeah.
So forget the single, but her album Layla's Wisdom.
Yes.
Very good.
Just a great album.
She's a very good artist. I do like
her. Still, like, I feel like she's just got has like more to come.
Yeah. B. I know.
Again, you're just putting her next to J. Cole. You absolute bitch.
I know, but
I don't fucking want to put her there.
I don't think she's an A. She isn't. You know?
Yeah, be fine.
It's a bit sad.
I was reluctant.
But I'd rather listen to Playboi Carti and he's in B, so.
True. No, I'd rather listen to Rhapsody. Okay. Moving on swiftly away from that discussion. Denzel Curry.
Another artist we're going to see. An artist we're going to see. in December.
I mean,
big excitements. Because, oh, did you see the cave? Wasn't it great?
I mean, for anyone who doesn't know, Kenny Beats has a series on YouTube where every week, or every 2 weeks, he gets relatively underground rapper, I would say. Mm. Yeah, relatively underground rapper to come in. He makes beat for them. And Denzel was the last episode of this series, and he's fucking destroyed it.
This season.
And he's just... the energy, his energy, like across his, he has three really good albums. Zoo, his latest one, maybe a little bit less.
Yeah, it's good, but it's fine.
Like, when you've released three albums and all three are good, like, to have that level of consistency.
He also has this signature style of just hype.
But yet, like, hypiness, still so lyrical.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't think anyone has, like, managed to, like, perfect that niche as well as Denzel has.
Yeah.
Like, Kendrick just, like, he has a few hype songs.
Yeah, imagine, a Black of the Berry, but yeah, that is your style.
That permanently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, and, he's versatile as well. If you look at, Taboo... you got songs on there like Clark Cobain.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's Black Balloons.
Yeah, it's not like all
hype. Cash Maniac. Exactly, he can do it.
You're not listening to like some sort of Seizure album for like fucking half an hour. Yeah. Like, he has his slower cuts.
But... exactly. And he does those very well as well. So I'm going to go with A.
Confident A tier.
Exactly.
Like, he's one of those... He's an A tier artist that looks like isn't really pushing S tier.
I mean,
I wouldn't even say, like, it's so annoying to say, but I wouldn't even say he's really capable.
Capable? You wouldn't say he's capable?
Like a classic album.
Oh, of a classic album? I'd say Taboo was very close.
I wouldn't say.
You wouldn't?
No. It was a great album. But I wouldn't say. Great album. I'd say close to classic.
Fair enough. I don't know.
Fucking Drake.
Oh, yeah, Drake. If you know me, you know I don't like Drake. Jesus shit. I see the mass appeal.
I don't.
No, I see it as in the sense that
I acknowledge it.
Yeah, he appeals to the lowest common denominator. So, sorry if to you Drake fans.
If you are a retard, and like, you want music that makes you feel clever.
Just music to put on the background, basically. It's background music.
Yeah, but like, only a background music if you are retarded.
Mm. That's my point.
Like, I am not going to put that on in the background, regardless of what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He does have If You're Reading This, It's Too Late.
Yeah, it's like...
some of his older albums as well. Like,
when so much time has passed from a great album...
that's a good point.
I mean, you just fail... I just fail to even acknowledge it exists, to be honest.
And the amount of music he's put out in between as well. Because on each album, he puts out so many songs.
Yeah,
so, they're always so long.
To get back to Reading This, It's Too Late, you'd have to go through 60 or 70 absolute crap probably songs. More. Probably more, to even get there.
And
I mean, that's
mediocre.
Yeah.
Less than mediocre.
Influence high, everything else. Big lows, big retards.
You're saying C or D?
C tier.
C?
Yeah.
Okay. Because at least, like, you know, if someone puts it on at a party...
don't give him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
I feel like we can see to him without even saying anything positive about him. In the sense that his influence is just enough to just boost that out.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
JPEG Mafia.
Oh! Jesus.
Lesser known?
Yeah? Oh, yeah. But a lot of you guys probably don't know about him. But, how do I describe his style? Very... not very... experimental, high energy, kind of like Denzel, but more experimental. I'd say, production wise.
Where Denzel has his great beat selection, JPEG Mafia has his great beat making, and with that, like, comes his own, like, his own original signature style. Like, if you listen to enough JPEG Mafia songs and then you hear a JPEG Mafia beat, you'll be able to identify it so quickly.
Yeah.
It's so obvious.
And the fact that he has such a style is evident from the fact that when he did a collaboration with Kenny Beats, Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
Kenny was able to,
like, tailor the beat for him.
Make a beat that wouldn't have sounded out of place on Veteran.
Yeah, exactly.
It sounded very much like a JPEG song, proving that he has his own style, you know?
He's got a few albums. His latest one is obviously the one that has resonated with most people.
Yeah.
A-tier artist, right there.
A-tier. Big potential. Big also, sexy. First episode of The Cave ever.
What?
Yeah. Props to that.
Let's go on to another. I think it's time for another S-tier artist.
Oof.
Tyler, the Creator.
Seeing him in September.
Boys.
Yum, yum. What can I say?
What is there even to say?
He's brilliant. Like, let's look at his discography, because I feel like...
I mean, earlier we were talking about, like, natural progression.
Exactly, yeah.
He is, like, the epitome of natural progression.
Yeah.
Like, I would even say he's capable, even after how good Igor was, he even has potential...
To top it.
To go even higher.
I think so. And so you might wonder why we're putting someone in S...
If they have shit albums.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. But the fact that he's had two classic albums, I'd say they're classic.
Yeah, yeah.
Back to back, like, to me proves that he's never gonna go back to the old days. Like, after putting out two of those albums back to back, you're not, you know.
Yeah. Combine that with, like, solid lyricism and amazing beats.
Amazing.
Genuinely amazing.
And he has a heavy hand in producing them. Yeah, as well.
I mean, a complete, like, Igor was completely produced by.
Oh yeah, yeah. Shit, and it's one of the best produced albums. I mean,
you're
ever,
talking about, like, talent, and when you're considering rap artist and not rapper, like, you got to consider just general talent. I would say he's top.
And that's not even counting his influence. Being the leader of Odd Future, which has given us three S-tier artists.
We're not going to talk about Frank today because he's not a rap artist. But, I mean, if we were doing...
a unicorn.
He is an actual unicorn. Yeah.
It's like, sexiest man alive. Speaking of sexy, Tyler is gay, though.
So. But we'll give him the benefit of the doubt, considering that his other qualities are so good.
Fair enough.
It would almost be like, if he had a rubbish discography combined with his gayness, it almost makes it worse. You know what I mean?
I get what you mean.
Like, as soon as you multiply bad factors, they become even bigger.
So, homosexuality is a multiplier. Mm-hmm. So, but because he's, you know, positive.
Exactly. There's no way of negating.
Fair enough. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
He also is not very overt with it.
Which is nice.
Yeah, exactly.
We like gay people to stay firmly in the closet. out of sight, out of mind.
We don't want a Kevin Abstract where we sing along to Star.
Talking of Kevin Abstract.
Brockhampton. Talking of Odd Future. Oh.
Yeah, right,
also, can I just mention, Tyler has great fashion sense. Big up Golf Wang. Still waiting on my vinyl, though. Can you get that to me quick? Yeah, Brockhampton. Similar to Odd Future as well.
But better. Yeah.
As a collective. As a group. 100%.
I don't think we're going to, like... Like, I could talk about them forever.
You could.
But, you know, like...
You know the story.
Solid A-tier artists, four great albums.
You know the facts as well that they're starting to have that mass appeal.
Right, exactly.
I feel like, similar to Odd Future, they appeal to, like, the edgy e-girls,
but
the white
hopefully,
girls.
Like, while they have that appeal, they don't immediately disband like Odd Future did.
Mm.
Odd Future, at their peak, decided to stop. And that is not what we want from Brockhampton.
I'm glad Odd Future did stop, though.
Aren't we just?
Yeah. So, Brockhampton A, Tyler S.
Chance the Rapper.
Big yikes.
The most loving man on earth.
I love my work. yeah, he's...
Literally Jesus.
Yeah, Saint Walking.
The second coming of... of Jesus Christ.
Unfortunately, if Jesus decided to put out an album, I'm not sure I'd want to listen to it, to be honest.
And that is exactly what we got with Chance the Rapper's latest album.
The Big Day.
And, to be honest, some of the crap that was on his last albums.
Yeah. Because none of them are great.
No, he's got two good albums. Acid Rap, Colouring
Good,
Rock.
But...
They were fine.
Yeah.
They showed so much more potential. And then... He literally just
To be honest, I don't really see much potential, Chance. Okay. I don't feel like he has much to him. Like,
yeah,
I don't think he's bad. All right, I take that back. I don't think he's terrible. But
you think he's bad.
But yeah, I don't see the potential there. Like, I don't think he's ever gonna come out with a great album.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong though. Also, he didn't take criticism very well.
No, as we've seen many times on Twitter.
Yeah, Jesus.
I mean, I don't even mind when artists are bad. Like, being bad is just my own opinion. Being a cunt isn't someone's opinion. It's an objective truth. Yeah. Like, you're a dickhead.
Agreed.
So, oh, you move your pen towards F tier there.
No, D tier.
F tier though.
F. Oh.
Should we just? Let's just. Yeah, Lil Dicky.
Write that down. If you unironically listen to Lil Dicky, you should have been aborted, because
this is coming from someone who is actually against abortion as well.
Exactly. Oh my god.
Hobson
and Aveth, both of these artists, may I point out, I love
Kieran actually liked.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
But we'll try to ignore that fact.
Yeah, can we just get past it?
I mean, Hobson.
How would you describe Hobson?
Okay, imagine hating your wife. So imagine Chance the Rapper opposite.
Right.
And just being like,
oh yeah,
happy to talk about it.
That's Eminem though.
Yeah, that's true.
At least Eminem did it well. I guess kind of like a black Alex Jones. I'd say that, yeah.
Yeah, that's solid.
Who else? Bit of Joey?
Joey Badass.
He's badass. one of the most lyrical rappers of all time.
I would like to actually now just go on to like some of the rappers, if you know what I mean. This isn't a best rappers list. But if this was a best rappers list, Joey would be near the top.
Would you say he's S tier? In rapping ability,
S tier.
Fucking listen to 1999 if you have not. So oh my
he
God.
Released it when he was 17 years old.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck me. Meaning, Jesus Christ. I mean, it's one of my favourite albums.
If you have any idea about how the world works, then in order to release something, you have to create it first. So he was creating this when he was, what, 16 years old?
15 even, maybe. Fuck me.
It just, like, puts my life to shame.
Because nowadays, 15, 16-year-olds...
We just sit around fucking wanking.
Exactly. I'm not gonna say names, but someone told me the other day they beat their personal best and hit 10 masturbations in a day.
I want everyone to just think about, how much do you think Joey was masturbating when he was writing 1999?
I think what happened, he went on a no-nut, you know, like a long period.
And that is the product of a no-nut.
And then he hit it, and that post-nut climb just gave him all the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, A.
That would make sense. A tier, just for the ability to...
Not nut.
Yeah. Staying in the whole rapping sphere of things, Open Mike Eagle. Mm.
And, Open, he's, very, creative, I'd say.
I don't know, like, you might not listen to it and think this is experimental music, but it is experimental rap.
He can do conceptual, he can do...
Here we're talking about people who may actually love their wives.
Yeah.
Chance is all for the gimmick. But Open Mike Eagle genuinely seems like a loving person.
He does, yeah. He seems very relatable as well. I mean, like, very much money.
Yeah.
As a song. I love that. It's, it reminds me of a College Dropout kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, so relatable.
I mean, there's so many people that are going to listen to it and be like, when am I ever going to listen to this again? It's like,
that's still the time.
When it's late at night, and you're just like, feeling a bit loving, feeling like respecting women for a bit.
Lyrical ability,
like amazing through the roof.
Amazing beats.
I mean, his album, Brick Body Kids Still Daydream, 2017, just like, concept album, like, fantastic album. And I'm sorry to, like, talk about A-tier artists so much, but he is yet another
A-tier artist.
Can you say, let's cross out Denzel there? Nav.
I don't listen to him because I tend to avoid AIDS at all cost.
And brown people.
That's very true.
Yeah. If there's one thing we've learned from Nav is that, yeah, brown people can't really rap.
That's a good point. There's Mad. Is Madlib? Is Madlib brown?
I'm not sure.
Where's he from?
He would be the exception.
Yeah, the one exception. Yeah. But,
yeah. I mean, yeah, like Rich Brian, he can rap, but he's more like yellow.
He's not brown.
He's more yellow.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So we're going for a solid F tier.
Yeah. On Nav.
His album Bad Habits was.
It kind of stunk as well.
Cancer inducing. we got a few more here.
A few more?
We haven't got a lot. I feel like we should mention, like, we listen to a lot of music.
Agreed.
And in doing this, we've had to, like, not mention some artists just because of how mediocre they are. Like, when something is so mediocre where you literally have nothing to say about it, we've just decided that, you know what, we're not really going to put that in. Enough. Let's go over to the UK.
Oh, yeah.
Dave.
I'll say it again. If I wanted to listen to an audiobook, would have gone on Audible, not Spotify. Dave is massively overrated, and I'm not really sure why.
It's hard to explain. I'm a sucker for long songs, for sure. I absolutely love long songs, like Sing About Me and Dying of Thirst, 12-minute song, and I listen to it quite often. Futura 3 or Frank Ocean, 9-minute song, listen to it quite often. I have a whole playlist dedicated to songs that are 5 minutes plus. Yet no one could ever convince me to listen to a Dave song. If I want... One of his songs is called... What's it called? My 18th Birthday.
Nine minutes,
quite literally just autobiographing his 18th birthday.
And How I Met My Ex, Trash.
The most boring stuff.
Question Time as well. It's like...
It's relatable to the extent that, yes, everyone has experienced these things.
Yeah, exactly.
But it'd be as relatable as it would be to me saying, oh, I made a coffee this morning.
Exactly. Maybe these songs would be more interesting if they had interesting beats. But one thing that Grime struggles with a lot are good beats. I feel like they're all just...
But one person within UK rap who doesn't struggle with good beats...
Wait, should we cement where he is first?
Oh, sorry.
I say D.
Yeah, D tier. Our growing D tier here. Slow tie.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, relatively recent discovery.
Agreed, yeah.
Recent album. Oh, God.
Very good. I mean, would you classify him as Grime?
No, more UK rap.
Okay.
I think there are a lot of people that listen to him and think he's American initially, to be honest.
Fair enough, yeah.
I don't like using the word, but just edgy. He's just an edgy boy.
I get that. He also has stuff to say, on Nothing Great About Britain, like some insightful.
In the sense that it's social commentary. Is he permanently on an acid trip?
Most likely.
He's just shouting the most fucking absurd shit all of the time, and it's great.
And there's some good beats to back it up as well.
Like if JPEG Mafia had an English
counterpart,
an English adopted white brother.
I'd love to see them have a song together as well. it would be pretty good though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it pains me to put him in B tier, but
he hasn't come out with like
potential hasn't been fulfilled yet. One great album, very little else to talk about, to be honest, when it comes to Slow Tie. So we'll put him in B tier for now. Maybe we'll come back to this in a few years' time and he'll be the next fucking Kendrick Lamar or something, but we'll see. Alright. Let's cover a few more S tiers because we're sort of like waning in that section and we're coming towards the end of this, to be honest. No, we're not. Well, we have a lot left, but some of them are just like fucking. Let's just go for some now. Joyner Lucas, D tier. Lil Nas X,
B tier.
D tier.
Yeah.
Childish Gambino, C tier. 21 Savage, C to... There's so many artists that just have... That I would even say, like, yeah, they're good. Like, they're okay.
Yeah.
But, like, you just can't actually rate them. Like, how anyone could just be a 21 Savage enthusiast just, like, blows my mind.
They are definitely out there.
They exist. For yeah. sure. They exist as people.
But I wouldn't want to be them.
Yeah. Skepta.
Skepta's interesting, like, out of the actual gram artists.
Okay.
He's high tier. But that is not saying much, because no. as a genre...
I mean, you might... be able to tell by now that we're not the biggest yeah. grime like fanatics or anything.
No, definitely not.
It seems like a genre that just hasn't been perfected. It's so weird to say that an entire genre hasn't been perfected.
And I was gonna say maybe it's because it's new, but I wouldn't.
It's just not.
Because hip hop had its golden era quite early in the 90s.
Mm.
And I was 20, like not even 20, like 15 years yeah, after exactly. I got a start.
And like if someone was to tell me to name some of my favourite UK artists,
they're not
I would like
artists.
Categorise all of them as still hip hop artists.
Exactly.
One of those being Little Sims.
Yeah. First Skepta, C tier.
Yeah, C tier. Little Sims is she's recent in the sense that we've discovered her recently.
Mm-hmm.
She has like a big history within UK hip hop, but we have really latched onto her recently, and that is because of her latest album,
The Grey Area.
The Grey Area. Concise.
Mm. Consistent.
Amazing beat selection. Extremely depressing.
Extremely lyrically talented.
Yeah.
I feel like she is Rhapsody.
I was literally about to say like what Rhapsody could be.
Exactly. And
like she's not some like boring like when you say like sad rap, you always think like, oh, that fucking sounds depressing or something. It's like, no, like what she's saying is sad. She's not got some like monotone delivery.
Exactly.
Or it's still interesting. I mean, you're not gonna like kill yourself. It's not some Earl Sweatshirt shit.
I'm gonna go with Ata.
Yeah, Ata.
Also very relatable. Definitely.
Yeah, 100%. Esther.
Yeah.
Danny Brown.
So
fuck yeah.
For me, he's F tier, S tier.
Fuck.
S tier off of one album, that being Atrocity Exhibition.
Not to say he only has one great album. XXX is a fantastic album.
It's really good. It's
fantastic for me. But his last album, I'm not going to say recent, cause fucking 3 years ago, Danny, hurry the fuck up.
Yeah. Are you getting him later this year,
yeah,
probably?
Yeah, better be later this year. Might kill some kids. Yeah, we're basing this off one album. Concept album, experimental album. If anyone has ever painted the picture of what doing hardcore drugs is
yeah, exactly yeah
better
yeah.
than Danny than I want to fucking know about him.
And he just has this aesthetic that just like is so powerful off of Atrocity.
Yeah,
just swallows you in like a feeling of like dread.
Yeah,
and such, and that's done through his amazing beats, which are I don't think
we haven't even talked about his fucking voice.
Oh yeah.
Okay, we're sort of more attuned to it now because we listen to him so much that when I put a Danny track on, I'm just like, oh yeah, it's just Danny. But his voice is just fucking yapping. It's like a small dog shouting at you.
And I guess that also again paints the picture of just the angst, like
yeah.
The pain.
Like if Benny the Butcher is the aura that surrounds getting coke and the image around selling coke, then Danny Brown is fucking doing coke.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, he is like, the song Downward Spiral, if you haven't heard it, is the perfect way to get into Danny, because it just encompasses him as a person. Like, he's probably a very happy person in real life.
I think he is, from the interviews.
From fucking interviews, he seems perfectly happy, but there's certain songs that just paint him to be the most out of control homeless man.
But he's also lyrically one of the best artists of all time as well. 100%. So S-tier.
Mick Jenkins.
Oof. Interesting. I'm gonna go off the bat with B.
I'm not. Mick Jenkins has got like a soft spot in my heart.
You say A.
I would say A tier artist. Mm. His mixtape The Waters is just
oof. It's
I don't even amazing. Know. It's just one of the most hard hitting things I've ever listened to, in the sense that he is just the most ruthless.
Another great lyricist, yeah.
I mean, he said it himself that only Kendrick could challenge him lyrically.
Mm.
And, I mean, maybe he hasn't heard of El Sweatshirt, but
He's up there.
He's up there, to be honest. He's...
You wouldn't say A?
Yeah, what? Man.
He's...
Pieces of a Man, his last album, I really liked it.
It's a really good deal.
The Waters, I really liked. Healing Component, I wasn't big on. But two pretty... Like, one great album and two pretty good albums. And a pretty good album, sorry.
All right, then.
Kieran the Cuck. we got to do some quick ones, I feel like.
All right.
Jid.
B.
B tier, along with Cole.
Great lyrical, but...
Yeah, like...
Hasn't fulfilled potential as much as he could have.
But he will.
He will.
Travis.
Do I want to be quick about this?
Oh, I feel like it's beta, isn't it? It's the most solid beta.
I'd say A. Influence is there.
So true.
Two amazing albums. Astroworld, I love Rodeo as well. And,
Creation of just a genre of his own.
And, like, the sound. The sound. And I might be a bit biased, because I did see him live. Was one of the maddest experiences of my life. Like, the energy this boy commands, like, it's gotta be A.
I mean, you also gotta, like, appreciate, we're talking about rap artists here, him as a collaborator, his ability to bring people together to fulfill his own vision. Like, him as an individual, talent wise, I'm not gonna say he's like a fucking genius or anything, but the fact that he knows how to bring people together so well, to produce a track so well.
Exactly, his features are always amazing.
For example, just, like, blows my mind.
Even though I'm not a big Drake fan, Drake's feature on Sicko Mode.
Like, he utilised Drake, an actual, like, wheelchair-bound disabled person, to its full potential.
Yeah. Keyword being it. next artist.
To its full potential, yeah. Azar Rashad, fuck's sake.
This is a hard one. One amazing mixtape.
One of my favourite projects.
Yeah.
Of all time, like top 25. Sylvia. Yeah, Sylvia Demo. It's a mixtape, but like, so hard to explain. It's so rough around the edges. It's so distorted. But yet, like, he still has the most, like, I'm gonna go bring it back to what you said about Travis as like a commanding rapper. He's just so, like, believable and authentic.
Yeah, I get that. But he kind of fell off with the Sun's tirade.
And then since then, he's released absolutely nothing.
No features or anything.
And because the Sun's tirade didn't hit, it didn't have the same effect as Danny, where Atrocity Exhibition has actually lasted me three years.
Yeah.
Sun's tirade hasn't lasted me 3 years of waiting. Hasn't warranted 3 years of waiting.
I'm going to go with... But I feel like he has the potential with those 3 years to come through.
100%. But if he's actually been making anything in those 3 years. Fucking lazy bitch.
Right now I'm going to go with B.
Yeah. In benefit of the doubt, because apparently he had problems with his wife.
Rest up.
Word. Rico Nasty. Cita.
See, I don't know. Whenever I hear this girl, I do love it.
She hasn't got that, like, standout project.
Exactly, she hasn't. But I would not say C.
I mean, when we're doing this, when we're taking into account our four factors, discography surely takes up about 50%. And she just doesn't have
any influence, really.
No. Lyrics, I mean, not really. It's just her style, her delivery.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't give, I can't warrant anything higher than a C tier just for delivery.
I love it though.
You know what I mean?
Alright, I hear that though.
Yeah.
Okay, C.
She's
a very high C though, high C.
Yeah, of course, of course. Anderson .Paak.
A?
Yeah.
Could be A.
I mean, I can't even be bothered to talk about Anderson .Paak, to be honest.
Another artist we saw live.
He's just like, if I had to choose one artist to actually be my dad.
That is actually quite true.
I feel like we should bring in... Ah, oh, true. Mm. I feel like we should bring in a whole new category just for Anderson .Paak. His dad ability.
Yeah, daddiness.
Daddiness.
Oh, it could be my daddy any day.
Okay, let's move on. S tier. Is this our last S tier?
No.
No. Okay, we'll save that's for last then. Freddie Gibbs. 3 months ago, I wouldn't have put Freddie Gibbs in S tier.
No, I wouldn't have either.
He would have had one classic album and then a lot of stuff that I just sort of like... Yeah. I mean, I really like Fetty. I don't know if like many people have really heard it. But yeah, 3 months ago, I would have just thought, wow, that was a one-off. That was an amazing one-off, but it was still a one-off.
But...
Boy.
He has Bandana, his second collaboration with Madlib. And Madlib just happens to bring out the best in Freddie. Because not only is it Madlib's beat, but Freddie as a rapper has improved dramatically from Piñata to Bandana. You know,
when you talk about like legendary producers coming together with legendary rappers, it always still seems like the rapper's album. It's always just like, oh, this is a Danny album, but with Paul White producing it, or this is a Playboi Carti album, but with Pierre Bourne producing it. But when Freddie and Madlib come together, it is both of their album.
Yeah.
This is as much Madlib's vision as it is Freddie's vision. It's not just Madlib making beats for Freddie, it's them actually coming together and producing an album.
But I think part of being an artist is setting up these great collaborations.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, Freddie's name is attached to these two albums.
Exactly.
And they're both classics, so it's gotta be S. Gotta be S.
And I mean, oh, I just wanna put Madlib in the S tier, to be honest, as well, because I know we're talking about 2010 plus.
And he doesn't rap on the album.
But you know, he's just,
I mean, obviously if
we're talking about the best of time, person of all time.
Yeah. He's probably the best producer.
Also, just credit for Freddie for actually, after Piñata, to actually continue with it. Because, I mean, people have collaborated with Madlib in the past, and it's been a one-off effort, and they've never really gone anywhere else with it, even if it has been great. MF Doom, for example. But Freddie actually had the confidence to just fucking go for something else completely different, and it still delivered so well.
Couldn't agree more.
We're coming towards the end. We're actually coming towards the end now.
Yeah, nice.
Lil B, underground, big influence, B-tier artist, huge discography, fucking churn through it if you can, if you have the willpower to do so.
He retweeted one, well, I said one bigger of ours, Joe's tweet.
Fucking, last year we wrote some fairly unsuccessful reviews on Twitter. got some interaction from some rappers, some of us telling us to fuck off.
Oh yeah, like from JPEG Mafia, Eugen Black.
Word, exactly.
Follow from, but the Lil B retweet was the highlight by far.
Yeah, exactly. Pusha T.
Cocaine God.
Cocaine God, A tier artist.
I was gonna say he's the king of cocaine rap, but I'd say Freddie is.
Yeah. Not much to say about Pusha.
Great delivery, great lyrical ability.
Just need another album, to be honest.
Hasn't fulfilled the potential.
Yeah, just need another album. No Name, Kieran, I'll let you take this.
The cutest girl in town. Like, her niche is the cute rap. And I really, really like Telephone. However, I prefer Room 25. I feel like from these two albums, there's definitely been... She's matured, and now she isn't just the cute rapper. Now she does have things to say, and she's very good at saying them, and her beats are amazing, and her features are amazing. Like, her collaborations with Smino, Phoenix, Saba, and there's one other. But, like, all of those features, she just does really well with. And
once we're an A tier for this, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to say A.
100% A. And A-tier. While we're there, injury reserve.
Oh, yeah.
So hard to explain.
One of the biggest tragedies in hip-hop...
is the lack of recognition that fucking injury reserve.
Exactly. Yeah. Another artist we're going to see live.
Yeah, we're going to see.
But four amazing products. And I feel like... Do you think they peaked? I don't think
that the signing to a major label is something that they needed to do. Obviously for like fucking money reasons and shit like that is something they needed to do. But like their creativity peaked when they were...
They have the production anyway.
Yeah.
It's not like production. Yeah.
It was all for like the advertising and stuff like that, which you can't get mad at the group for doing. But I don't know. They had this style that they've already perfected. And I wouldn't really be mad if they don't go any further from
here. Fair enough. I feel like... So, I've seen them progressing. Like, they are trying new things. Like, their newest album, Injury Reserve, was very different.
It's not really progressing. It's just deviating. You wouldn't say that, like, Kanye has been progressing.
That's true.
You just say that he just, like, switches it up every single time. Yeah, he's just innovating. So, yeah, solid A tier artist. Okay, I think... Oh, okay, one more before our final one.
Is that actually? Yeah. Really?
Mike.
Another recent discovery.
Yeah, he's within the sphere of El Sweatshirt. I say Mike created the sound. I mean, when you go back and you look at like the timings of all the albums, it would seem that Mike has created this sound. Fucking distorted, looped sample beats. The voice is distorted as well. Really fucking depressing. His latest album is the most depressing thing. So sad. Yeah. I mean, there's lighter moments.
I didn't really get the depression feel. Like, okay. I got more like... Because obviously it was mainly about his mum dying. But I thought it was more about a celebration of her life.
Yeah, and but like in celebrating someone's life...
Obviously,
you're so conscious of the fact that they're not alive.
Yeah.
And that's almost sadder. Like, when he's talking about how good of a person that
she was, I see what you mean.
It almost, like, clicks even harder.
And the production, like, Stargazing Part 3, oh, my God. And the voice sample at the end was just beautiful.
Yeah.
Her talking.
I mean, together, Earl and Mike are carrying this sound that I want to see so much more of, to be honest.
I agree.
So much more.
I wouldn't say carrying. Slauson as well.
Yeah, shout out to Slauson Malone. Amazing producer.
Would be A tier.
If we were doing a producer's list. Maybe we'll get around to a producer's list at some point.
Maybe.
Would be a nice idea.
But Mike A.
Yeah. Should do ASAP Rocky quickly.
Yeah.
Free up.
Free the flacker. do you reckon he got time to get in prison?
We'll hope not. We can always hope.
He's a pretty sexy man, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, that's true.
And
him and Tyler do spend a lot of time together.
That is so true. Right, Jesus.
Let's move away before I get a bit scared.
Where would you put him? Influence,
is there anyone higher? There's only a few people higher than ASAP Rocky when it comes to influence.
Creativity, also up there.
Discography.
See, I haven't heard a lot of his stuff. What I have heard, though, I have been quite impressed with.
We have a bit of a disagreement. His first mixtape, Live Love ASAP.
I need to re-listen to it. First listen, though, I was just like, it's fine. It's a bit boring. I didn't really hear much to it.
But I'm willing to give it another chance at a later date. At the moment, though,
There's a few songs off his latest album, Testing, which are just amazing as well. And show like great potential for the future.
Exactly. He's also very lyrically gifted.
100%.
Like if you look 100%. At Potato Salad, like.
A tier is looking quite packed.
I wouldn't say A tier. I would not say A tier. Okay. I'd say B tier.
B tier for ASAP Rocky. And finally, we have come to the man, the legend,
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar. our final S tier artist, of course. Is there any doubt?
So, this man
has everything that we're talking about.
The greatest album of all time. To Pimp a Butterfly. Enough said.
Basically. Yeah, like, I mean, the offcuts from To Pimp a Butterfly, Untitled, Unmastered, in themselves made an amazing album, better than the majority of people's discography. I mean, is there anything else to say? These were 8 tracks that weren't even good enough to be on To Pimp a Butterfly.
Also has 2 amazing albums. Now, I'm of the opinion that Good Kid, Mad City is not as good as everyone says it is.
It's still amazing.
Still amazing, still brilliant.
But what makes up for that is our love of Section 80.
Section 80. I think Section 80 is a lot better than people say it is.
And people don't give it enough credit. 100% people don't give it enough credit.
So that's 3 great albums, 1 unbelievably orgasmic album, and then 1 like good.
Damn was just fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Damn was fine. I see why he did it.
Yeah.
I but agree. Like, I'm hoping for something more, to be honest.
Yeah. But he just has everything. Also, one of the greatest rappers of all time.
Yeah. Like, there's a reason we've mentioned him last, because every single thing that all the other S-tier artists show, Kendrick Lamar has a little bit off.
Yeah.
Plus the extra appeal that he is able to bring with his own style.
So yeah, that's it.
That's it. We'll somehow attach we'll make an Instagram account and attach a picture of the 4-tier list, because it might have sounded a bit messy or whatever. You might not be able to catch exactly what we thought about each one. But that was our marathon attempt at putting like, what, fucking 50, 60 rappers?
Yeah. Into a tier list.
We haven't included some for obvious reasons, but these are the most notable ones, the most popular ones.
Yeah. Hope you enjoyed. And yeah, goodbye.
Jeez, that was fun.